Hi, welcome to this edition of Berry Broadcast. I'm Kate Rowe and I'm here with Liz Garvey. We're your financial planners at Berry Investment Advisors. As 2018 draws to a close, we thought it would be a great time to give your finances a checkup. So today we would like to highlight some important items to think about before the end of the year.
For retirement contributions, you can put away up to $18,500 into 401ks and 403bs. If you are over the age of 50, you can also contribute an additional $6,000. Other employer-sponsored retirement plans may have varying contribution limits. We can discuss these with you based on your specific situation. For traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs, the maximum contribution this year is $5,500 and an additional $1,000 if you are over the age of 50. If you are 70 and a half or older, you must take a required minimum distribution before December 31st. The penalty for not taking the required distribution is 50%.
In terms of gifting, the annual exclusion for 2018 is $15,000 per person per beneficiary. So for example, you can gift $15,000 to your child, and your spouse can also gift an additional $15,000 for a total of $30,000. If you want to make a large lump sum gift into a 529 account, you can front load the account by contributing $75,000. This is essentially equal to the $15,000 gift per year for 5 years.
In addition to family gifting, we also want to touch upon charitable gifting. If you are taking a required minimum distribution from your traditional IRA, you have the ability to take a qualified charitable distribution. This gift goes directly from your IRA to a qualified charity and is not included in your taxable income. For large charitable contributions that come from taxable accounts, you may also have the option to donate appreciated securities to the charity or through a charitable gift fund. It is important to consult your accountant regarding your tax benefit for either of these options.
For anybody making estimated tax payments, we recommend that you consult with your accountant to see if there might be any changes to your estimated payment given this year's account activity. Also, make sure to check the balance of your flexible spending account. In most cases, the deadline to use the funds is by the end of the calendar year. And remember, this is a use it or lose it benefit.
Lastly, it is a great time to think about your financial goals for 2019. Maybe you want to help fund a family member's education, pay off a debt, or maximize your retirement savings. We are happy to discuss further as we're here to help you achieve your unique goals. Thank you for listening, and as always, you can find our regulatory information on our website. Thank you. Take care.